Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on pitch jungle ragga cuts using resampling workflows. If you make drum and bass, this is one of those techniques that can instantly give a track a personality. We're talking about chopped vocal energy, tonal movement, and that raw call and response pressure that sits right between jungle heritage and modern DNB tension. The big idea here is simple. Instead of treating a ragga vocal like a static sample, we're going to turn it into an instrument. We'll slice it, pitch it, resample it, and build it into something you can actually perform and arrange like a real part of the tune. This kind of vocal treatment works beautifully in intros, pre-drops, second drop switch-ups, and breakdown tension layers. And when you do it right, it can even become a hook inside the drop itself, sitting above the drums and bass without getting in the way. The goal is not just to make the vocal sound cool on its own. The goal is to make it work in a full DNB record. First, choose a vocal source that already has attitude. You want something with rhythm, consonants, and character. Short phrases like selecta, hold tight, pull up, or ready now are perfect. Even a simple chant can work as long as it has a strong rhythmic shape. What you do not want is a long, smooth-held note that gives you nothing to chop. Drag the sample into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and turn warp on. If the sample has more melodic pitch content, use Complex Pro. If it's more percussive and chopped, beats can be the better choice. For this style, keep the clip lined up to one or two bars so the phrase feels easy to phrase against a 174 BPM drum grid. And here's a teacher note worth remembering. If the vocal sounds a little rough, do not rush to clean it up. In jungle and darker rollers, a vocal with grit often survives the resampling chain much better than a polished clean one. Character is an advantage here. Next, decide the pitch center before you start chopping. For darker DNB, a lot of producers gravitate toward D minor, F minor, or G minor. If the vocal has a strong tonal note, use clip transpose to pull it closer to the key of the track. A darker version can often sit around -3 to -7 semitones. If you want that sharper, more frantic jungle urgency, try pitching it up by 2 to 5 semitones. A really useful approach is to duplicate the clip and make two lanes. Keep one version original or slightly pitched down for body, and make the other pitched up for tension or response phrases. That gives you instant call and response potential, which is a classic move in DNB because it keeps the section moving while leaving space for the drums. Now it's time to slice the vocal into a playable drum rack. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the vocal has sharp consonants and clear transients, slice by transient. If you want a more controlled rhythmic pattern, slice by 1/8 or 1/16. Ableton will drop those slices into a drum rack, and that's where the fun starts. At this point, the vocal is no longer just a loop. It becomes a performance instrument. You can trigger chops with MIDI, rearrange the phrase, and make the vocal dance around the beat instead of just sitting on top of it. Name the pads as you go. Keep them organized with labels like intro hit, phrase stab, tail, reverse, answer, and fill. That might seem boring, but in a fast DNB workflow, organization saves you. You'll make better decisions faster if you know exactly what each pad is doing. Now shape the chop so they feel intentional. Open the slices in Simpler and tighten the envelope. A good starting point is a very short attack, maybe 0 to 5 milliseconds, and a release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. That keeps the phrase punchy and percussive. If a slice is too long, shorten the decay or trim the tail, so the vocal behaves more like a hit and less like a floating loop. If a chop needs more presence, place auto filter before saturation and use it to focus the sound. A low pass somewhere around 4 to 10 kHz can darken it nicely, while a small amount of resonance can add edge without making it whistle. You can automate the cutoff a little bit for movement in fill sections. The point here is discipline. In DNB, the vocal often works like a hook accent or a snare-like event, so if every slice rings too long, the drums lose impact. Tight chops hit harder. Now process the rack so it sits in the track properly. A solid stock chain is saturator, auto filter, compressor or glue compressor, EQ8, and then echo or delay. Keep the saturator subtle but useful. Soft clip-on, drive it a few decibels, and match the output so you're hearing the change in character, not just a volume boost. Use EQ8 to high-pass the vocal aggressively if needed. In many cases, 120 to 180 Hz is the minimum range to keep the subspace clean. Sometimes you'll go even higher if the bass line is busy. Then use glue compressor lightly, just enough to glue the chops together without flattening the life out of them. For delay, short values are usually best in this style. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/16 with low feedback, low cut above the low mids, and a high cut to keep the repeats tucked behind the main vocal. The important idea is this. The vocal should live mostly in the upper mids and rhythmic pocket. The sub must stay clean for the kick and bass. If one chop is your main hook, keep it a little drier and more direct. If another chop is a response or fill, make it a bit wetter and more filtered. That contrast is what creates movement. Now we get into the core move, resampling. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Arm it, then perform the chopped rack for 8 to 16 bars. Do not just trigger everything evenly. Play it like an instrument. Push late on some hits. Leave holes. Let a word hang past the bar line. Throw in a quick stutter or a reverse style moment. Give the drums room to breathe. This performance mindset matters a lot. A good resample is not just a recording of what you programmed. It captures micro timing, feel, and accidents that are often more musical than perfect quantization. When you're done, listen back and find the strongest 2 to 4 bars. Consolidate that into a new audio clip. Often, the best moment is not the one you planned. It's the one that happened when the rhythm and processing started talking to each other. From there, pitch the resampled audio into darker rolls. Duplicate it and make a few variants. One version pitched down 2 to 4 semitones for menace. Another pitched up 5 to 7 semitones for tension or response. Another version can be filtered heavily and used as atmosphere. Keep warp on so the timing stays locked. Complex Pro usually gives you smoother tonal stability. Repitch can give you a more tape-like, old-school character if you want that rougher jungle feel. Beats is great when the phrase is short and staccato. If the resample gets a little grainy, that can actually help, as long as it stays controlled. A strong trick here is to make the first half of a phrase darker and the second half brighter or higher. That creates momentum without needing a synth riser. Now place the vocal against the bass line, not just above it. This is where arrangement starts to matter. In a roller or neuro-leaning section, let the bass answer the rhythm of the vocal. For example, the vocal might introduce the phrase in bars 1 and 2, the bass enters in bars 3 and 4, then the vocal becomes more fragmented, while the bass gets denser. Before the drop, you can strip everything back except a delay throw or a final vocal hit. Keep the sub mono. Keep the vocal mostly above the low end. If the bass is busy in the mid-range, carve a notch in the vocal around the main growl zone. That usually lands somewhere between 250 and 700 Hz, depending on the sound. The hierarchy is simple. Sub owns the bottom, drums own the transient attack, and the raga cut owns the identity layer. For the second half of the section, make it more broken. This is where you can get uglier and more interesting. Use reverse on selected slices. Add tiny fades so the edits feel tight. Leave silence between words. Stretch one or two tails and let the delay bloom a bit. In Ableton Live 12, clip editing makes this easy. You can also create a background layer from a low-pass resample and keep it subtle behind the main cut. Then create a real transition moment. One bar before the drop, automate the filter to close down to around 300 to 600 Hz. On the last beat, throw a little echo on the final chop. At the drop, cut the vocal hard, then bring it back on beat 5 or 9 for impact. That stop-start structure is pure DNB tension. Sometimes the absence of a sound hits harder than the sound itself. Finally, mix and arrange it like a finished record. If CPU starts getting heavy, freeze or bounce the rack, but keep the original MIDI version hidden so you can come back and edit later. In the mix, keep the vocal chops about 6 to 12 decibels below the snare peak on average. High pass the unnecessary low end. Check mono, especially if you added width. Wide effects can sound huge alone, but they can smear the groove in a dense drop. A good arrangement might look like this. A filtered raga teaser in the intro, more rhythmic slicing in the build, a sparse hook in the first drop, a pitch-shifted answer phrase in the middle, and then a heavier resampled version with more distortion and edits in the second drop. And one last important point. Restraint often wins. In darker DNB, a single strong raga phrase repeated with evolving processing can hit harder than a full vocal performance constantly running. You want identity, not clutter. So the lesson is this. Treat raga vocal chops like rhythmic instruments. Slice them, pitch them, resample them, and perform them with intent. Keep the low end clean. Use contrast. Let the vocal support the drums and bass instead of fighting them. When you do that, the vocal stops being just a sample and starts becoming part of the record's personality. For a quick practice pass, find one vocal phrase with at least 4 strong syllables, slice it into a drum rack, program a simple 4-bar pattern with only a handful of hits, make one version pitched down and one pitched up, add saturation, eq, and echo, then resample a full pass, while automating the filter and delay. Pick the best two-bar result and make a second variation with reverse hits or silence gaps. Then test it against a 174 BPM drum loop and ask yourself one question. Does the vocal lead the groove, or does it fight it? If it leads the groove, you're on the right path.